Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, internationally renowned intuitive psychic medium, Donna Marie Crawford. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, Donna Marie is known for her compassionate and empathetic readings. Whether you are seeking a connection with a loved one who has passed, or you desire spiritual guidance about a particular challenge that you are facing right now, Donna Marie delights in sharing messages and insights from Spirit. To learn more about Donna Marie and the services that she offers, please visit her website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, where you can also get access to her free video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And now, the host of Spirit Connections, Donna Marie.
Thank you so much for joining me today for this inspirational opportunity to connect with Spirit. I'm Donna Marie Crawford, as the announcement said, and I just, again, am very grateful for having the opportunity to be able to share messages from Spirit with all that seek it. I always start readings off to let you know I only ask for messages of the best and highest good. I don't do any kind of a doom, gloom, death type prediction. I believe by asking Spirit to work with me in the light, there is no darkness, and that's how I choose to work with Spirit and receive messages to share with others. That's my little princess in the background. She's my precious little special baby. Fur baby, some people are calling it, but she's always been my companion for the last 13 years, and we're nursing her right now with some illness, so all healing and loving energy sent her way is very much appreciated by all, but she's been wanting to make herself present. She's always been with me doing readings, but of late she's been making her presence known, so she wanted to say hi to everybody along with me. Tonight, we do have a full switchboard, so I'm going to do my best to get through as many calls as I can. Please trust and know if I'm sharing a message with someone else and it resonates with you, Spirit's wanting you to connect with it as well. That's sometimes how we'll receive our strongest messages, is through means that aren't quite what we expect them, but always at the perfect time and always for our best and highest good. With that being said, I want to get right onto the switchboard. And again, as I say, I'm going to try to get through as many as possible. So please understand that these are mini readings, kind of short, concise, and try to be as quick as possible. If, you know, you're seeking more guidance or connection, definitely check out my website. I'd be honored. I have an offering for all comfort levels and all budgets, so please make sure to check there if you're looking for more of a connection or more information. I do my best in the amount of time allotted here. Half hour goes by really fast. My first caller is from area code 252, and the last two numbers of your phone number is 33. Hi, thanks for calling in. What's your name today?
Hi, my name is Keisha from North Carolina.
Hi, Keisha. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
Did you have a question you were seeking insights from Spirit on today?
Well, anything general, but I was kind of thinking, why doesn't this lady, Vivian, and her friends don't like me?
Okay. Is this a coworker?
I guess she kind of works with me.
Okay.
It's not like and she's not in my school or in my work. She's like other places, but she works around me. So I'm kind of wondering what her issue is.
Yeah, I felt as if it was an employment situation, because the Insight Spirit sharing is that it's a certain amount of insecurity within her, and it's as if I have to use the word threatened, even though I don't like to use, you know, strong things like that. But it's as if she's threatened about her abilities, And it's a personality type, Keisha, where there's times where a soul will try to make others feel less than so that they feel more than. And that's where I feel it's coming from, and it's not personal to you. It's her manner. I think if you were observant of her in other interactions with others, you'd see the same thing. But those that she tends to have, I'm going to use the word posse because that's fun. That's the word spirit just gave me.
It's like she has a little posse.
Okay. I'm a little old to be using that term. Kind of feels a little funny to me, but that's the term spirit's given me. So
that's what they look like. That's how they come across as a bunch of gangster. What are y'all doing? I get it, you're strong, you're tough, you're bigger than me, I'm just a little thing.
And with her, that's exactly what it's like, is she gets this little circle around her, and really it's as if she's what they want her to be, and she's not her true self, if that makes sense to you. It's she kind of ropes them in, and the posse changes periodically because they occurrences happen where they'll get a inkling of the true self, and when it doesn't connect with them, they'll move on. Those that do connect with that kind of energy of making others feel less to make them feel more are very comfortable in her circle, and that's really what it comes down to. It has nothing to do with you, and I mean, you could do anything you wanted to try to reconcile or even get along, and she still just has this thing. And she knows who she can affect and who she can't. So when she's feeling that she's getting the reaction she's seeking, then she's, ups the game a little bit. But by, holding confident and steady within yourself and understanding that really rising above the good opinion of others is what's most critical in our journey here. Because when we're happy within ourselves, it really doesn't matter what anybody else says other than the effects they have on us. In our routine and in our employment.
Yeah, what is that? And that's
absolutely what I'm saying. Spirit's sharing is this has nothing to do with you. It's all about her and her personality type, and really the way she's been socialized and her comfort and not seeing anything wrong with being technically, I guess you could call it a bully. If she can bully someone, it makes her feel stronger, and she doesn't have any other way to make herself feel better. So that's her mechanism for that. But as I say, I felt that it was in an employment situation, so it can affect that some, but by staying true and steady to who you are, the superiors and those that are, the bosses and those that are around see what's really going on, and they've already got her number anyway. They understand the way she is. Not that they like it, but it's something that they deal with.
It's not the first, it won't be the last, but by really understanding
and being assured and validated that it's not you, it's her, it's no doubt. That's the message I'm receiving and the insight, and that no matter what you do, it's just that's the way she is. But and the girls around her are just they're kind of like following the leader. And there's at least two of them that are very similar to her in that energy type of, making others feel less than. But there's also one or two. I have to say one or two because I'm not sure. There might be one of the two that is like wavering. That's not going to be around that long. She's not that impressed and not really wanting to be that way herself. It doesn't feel good. So she's more of a background kind of thing where she'll fade out and then she'll try to fill that spot with someone else. So no, it's not you. All right.
Okay. All right. Sounds
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you.
All right.
So much.
Blessings always, and thanks for calling in.
All right.
Have a great evening. Okay. Spirit wants me to just continue on with a little bit more on this message to just let others know that there are times where we encounter souls that are very different than we are. And it's very hard for us to comprehend it. And we just want to try so hard to understand where they're coming from. It's very difficult when you're not of the same vibration and would never imagine yourself of that vibration. But to please trust and know that we are all divine and we are all meant to be here, and even though in perspective there's some that are more negative than others, that if we didn't have the difference within us, we wouldn't know that there was difference and able to choose what is for our best and highest good and what we know resonates with us as to what's right and what's wrong. Because it really is perception, and we all come in with different perception. And that's what makes the world go round, is the way Spirit's asking me to say that. Okay, my next caller is from area code, let's see, yep, 805. And the last two numbers are 27 in your phone number. Thank you for calling in. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. Thanks for calling tonight.
Thank you. My question for you is, do you see any spirits around me? Do you see any of my loved ones or good friends with me right now, going through some hard times?
Okay. I caught the, you're breaking up just a little bit. I caught if there's any loved ones around you right now.
Yes.
Trust and know, Sandra, that they're all around you. And I have to say that I feel as if there's so many that I'm having a hard time getting one to just come forward first. Let me say that to you. It's like a crowd. You have a big clan, is the way I want to say it. It's a very close-knit family, always was, always has been, and very strong, united. It's almost as if, I guess you could say, it's like a big ball of light, is the way I'm perceiving it at this exact moment of, you know, the purity of the love and the strength. Now, I feel as if there's a soul that's you know, coming away from the others that may be young soul. I feel as if it's I was starting to feel feminine, but then it switched to masculine for me. So I'm not clear as to the relationship, but this is a younger soul, I want to say under 20, that is in spirit and is just so pure in love and support of fun. I'm hearing the insight for, you know, and I have to tell you, it sounds like it's amplified, and it's like they're all saying it, just so you know. We want, and I have to, I'm saying it that way, we want you to have more fun, Sandra, you know. There's been a lack of real leisure and real, you know, we all have to work, and boy, it seems as if it gets harder and harder every year that goes by. You have to work harder just to make what you made last year, or you know, mm-hmm. to try to stay even. But it's critical to have that time for you to be able to just be.
Yeah. Well, I'm a single mom to a 3-year-old, and she's a lot of
and
work
there's,
for
and
me.
There's,
I mean, a lot of work.
I was just
going to
say, there's such demand on your time and energy.
I feel
that,
like I'm just dying.
Yep, absolutely. And Spirit's wanting to you to know that you're supported with that. And you know, Spirit always gives us what's for our best and highest good. It's not always the easiest to do, and I'm famous for saying that. They'll make it sound so simple often, and it's just so difficult to put in place, you know, like reduce your stress. Well, that's easy to say, and anybody can say that.
Yeah, well, I have
that,
no babysitter, so I don't know how to have fun. It's just her and
right.
I, and I'm just, you know, I don't know anyone under the age of 21 that's passed, but, you know, I've got my sister and my family. I'm from the old school. They were the seventh generation, the seventh wagon to come to California from Canada, and they're all but dead. I named my daughter after my grandmother, Emily, but the love of my life, who I grew up with, they've all passed. And basically, there's just me and my nephew and my two adult children and this baby. But my best friend William died tragically 2 years ago, and I feel completely lost without him.
Was he very young at heart? Is that where
I'm
getting
young
the young?
Very young at heart. He died at the age of 39.
Okay.
But
well, that's
he
that,
was
that,
my
that's young.
He was my guy. You know.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely, and you know. I'm
and
not always the best with
too.
Names or times, but trust and know that that's, would he be the one that would want to encourage you to have fun, to have some
always.
More fun? And okay, well then, understand that I interpret what I receive through my life experience,
and
I felt
so young.
That his energy was so young that it had to be under 20.
Yeah,
but with his, Okay, well then, that's where we work together during readings, and that's I'll share that with my clients on a when we have more time and on a private level as well.
Mm-hmm.
I experience things through all my senses, and I have to interpret them through my life experience, which
yeah.
doesn't always match up with yours. And the way I explain it is, if I smell smoke or I see a fire engine or something of that nature, I may think the soul is coming through that transition during a fire, but you know, this is your grandfather, say, who was a fire chief. I wouldn't have that in my life experience,
right.
So that's how we figure it out. But he's definitely, this energy is young and vibrant and wanting you to not, you know, like you said, you feel like you're dying. He doesn't want you to burn out your flame because you have such a light to share with others.
He's worried about me.
Support, you know what? To understand that we really don't worry when we transition in spirit. What we do is we support, we love, we guide, and we know that all is well, and that mm-hmm. even during the hardest times, all the experiences that we're having are contributing to our journey and our path and expanding our energies here. And even the worst of times are the best of times, seriously, because when you look back at all that you've already been through, it gives you the strength to go through the next. And I still have to really encourage you to understand and know the support of your clan, your ancestors, your line in the family. There's, you know, there was such a critical emphasis on family and being
mm-hmm.
together and you know I hear, this is fun, I hear the oddest of traditions. So I don't know how that resonates with you or connects with you, but
yes,
it was very important
every
to the
holiday
family.
At grandmother's house. Yes, every holiday at my grandmother's house, Emily's house.
Yeah, and
every
and I, you know, I think there was some things that other people might say, that was a tradition, but where I'm getting, the phrase came, the oddest of traditions. And you know, to know that you're carrying that on and that you're supported by that, and don't be afraid to ask for that extra strength when you're needing it. Spirit, much.
Can I ask you something real quick?
Sure.
You said to my sister coming around, she died at the age of 19, and she, maybe that's Muffy you were talking about, and she died at the age of 19, overdosed, but didn't mean to. It was someone she met that basically killed her. She was 19, and she always told me, don't fall in love, baby girl. I was only 16, and it kind of really messed me up, and it still does. Do you sense her coming around me at all? Very young. She left a son behind that my mother raises right now, and he's a handful. But he was still,
oh, yeah,
and now
she's
30.
Definitely, she's definitely there. And you know, when we transition and you know, through circumstances that leave others in you know, behind, that are in doubt and in pain, we strongly stay close and try to help them to cope with the emotions and the feelings, and to rest assured that no matter what the circumstances of passing, we are all accepted to God and we are all loved and pure and back at peace. And she is definitely, you know, no doubt wanting that for you in life as much as she has in spirit, is the way it's coming through. Never doubt that your family's with you. Never.
Is there any special messages from William that you can tell me?
To have fun and start and find a way. And without a babysitter, there's other means, swapping daycare. There's other means of doing that, involving an activity with the child, with other people. And, you know, you need to have more leisure. He's very much emphasizing that for you. It's very difficult for you, but it's very needed. It will help to replenish your strength and self-confidence and knowing that you can handle everything that comes along. Okay.
Bless your heart. So you sense William around me all the time and my whole family. All right. No, I feel
everybody,
good now.
And know it's like a big bright light. So when you feel that warmth within, that's really them making sure that you're aware that they're there.
And I need to give thanks to them more, right? Thank you for being with other than
just
thanking William.
Yeah, keep talking to them and thank everybody because they're all there. And even those that you never knew or met, even long before you were even thought of, I'm hearing. All right, blessings always, hon. Thank you. I it's always an honor to connect you with spirit messages and validate what you're receiving and knowing within yourself. And trust our loved ones are always with us. Okay, we have another area code, 805, and the last two numbers of this is 79. Let me hit the button here. There we go. Thank you for
calling. Hi, Donna Marie. We're friends. I'm trying to book a reading with you on your website, and do I just click on a time in the pink space? I see there's gray, purple, and pink.
You know, it's the gray is not available. The purple is probably today. The pink should be the available. If you click on there, it should open up the time frame for you, and you can choose the type of reading.
From 4 to 10 o'clock. Does that mean you're available from 4 to 10?
From 4 to 10, I think that would be booked.
Okay, that's the book. Okay. All right. Okay,
all right. If you click on it and it doesn't allow you to do it, then that time's not available. But if you click on it, it opens another box and with your choices of the types of reading. Thank you so much for calling and asking for clarification.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you a question too, real quick.
Sure.
I'm not doing real well with money, but I sometimes get part-time jobs, or I have in the past. I've won many things like a BMW and a trip to Taiwan and Italy and Hawaii. And, you know, so I do get lucky at times. I'm trying to manifest money. I'm doing a lot of prosperity prayers and things like that. And I just wanted to know if things will be changing up for me, if you see any windfalls or part-time jobs.
Well, you know,
like
I definitely feel that all the things that have already transpired with the manifesting is giving you the knowledge, the way Spirit's saying this, and the validation that we really do get back what we send out. And by sending out the positive energy and the focus and seizing the opportunities that come along, that's key. Oftentimes, you know, it sounds so hunky-dory to just sit there and think positive things and positive things will happen. Well, that's the case. But, you know, there's still going to be some bumps in the road. That's part of being, you know, in this life. But when we really understand that by putting that positive out there, we really are attracting that to us. Spirit hears and feels, and, you know, we say hear because we use ears to hear. But Spirit is more of an energetic level. It's more of, it's so hard to articulate it. It's what we're focused on the most, what our energy is focused on and what we're thinking about and dwelling on and mulling over and over in our heads. And it's not always, you know, they don't hear do want, don't want. They hear this is what they're focused on the most, so let's give more of that. Keep that positive intention. And I want to say by midsummer, you're going to be able to, I'm feeling the way Spirit's giving this, you're going to be able to breathe easier.
Oh, good.
Because I feel you're very tense and very stressed, and that can be counterproductive, and it's very difficult to trust and know that you will receive what's necessary to meet your responsibilities. But I'm also being asked to share with you. Yeah, I'm also exactly, and I'm also asking to share with you. Always add on or something better, or something more. You know, because we all limit ourselves. We're human beings, and we have been socialized and conditioned to certain levels of thinking. You know, habits. And we will limit ourselves, and Spirit can, you know, their abundance is available for all of us. We just all have different perception as to what that is.
Yeah, because I'm planning on maybe going to Hawaii and visiting a friend for a month in the summer, and I'm to meet a high school friend guy. His name is Dusty, and I'm hoping that maybe something will come of this relationship because I'm not in one. I've had no luck on the internet dating.
Yeah, perhaps that's where what's going to align up with what I was feeling as far as midsummer, where there'll be, you know, there's going to be a, you know, more relief in your energy, a lighter energy, and by keeping that positive, we really do draw to us more positive. And by staying positive, it helps us handle those bumps a little easier. You know, you're not quite as devastated when those occurrences happen that derail us. You know, you can get back on the rail a lot quicker when you're in a positive vibration than if you're in a negative vibration. And, you know, the example Spirit gives me is, you know, we really can bring to us what we put out. And examples I use is, you know, when you get up and you stub your toe and you go into the bathroom and you drop your glasses in the sink and they break and you think, oh, God, here's going to be one of those days, you know. And then, but if you stub your toe and you go in the bathroom and you break your glasses and you think, oh, good, I get to go shopping for glasses today. I've really wanted a new pair. I'm going to, you know, and you go out and you have a great time. What a difference in just the way you perceived what happened and the way you reacted to it. So trust and know we do all have those choices. And it's hard when we get low energy or when we're in that negative place, but it's all Spirit's always there to help guide us in the more positive direction. Okay.
Yeah,
I look
that.
Forward to connecting with you again soon.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings. Have a great night.
Blessings.
Bye-bye. All right, I have time for one more, and I'm sorry it's going to have to be a quick one. Area code 408, and the last two numbers are 91. Thank you so much for calling in today. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Tweet.
Hi, Tweet. I'm sorry it's going to have to be a quick one. I'm down to the last few minutes, but I wanted to make sure to try to get on the line with you.
Okay, I just wanted to know if there's any message for me regarding moving forward with my life.
Regarding what, dear?
Moving forward with my life about love or people that hurt me in the past.
Okay. There's definitely Spirit's sharing the insight that there's some doubt in your thought process at this time as to whether there is true, honest connections that can happen because of being led to feel that the past there has been and it turned out not to be. Does that connect with you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I tried to be as, you know, thoughtful of the circumstances as possible. So that's as far as I want to go with that for you on this kind of a call. But I definitely want to share with you that the experiences that you've had in the past are really meant to help expand your energy and get you to understand, as I don't know if you've been on the line since the beginning of the call, but oftentimes it's very difficult to understand others' energy when it's so different than our own. And even though someone can present themselves in one way, they can be another way. And this has been really an eye-opening experience for you that has helped you to embrace that and understand that and hurt from it, I have to say. I do feel that Spirit's encouraging you to, which is, again, like I just said a little bit ago to another caller, very easy to say, release that which has happened in the past and take each and every soul that comes along as a new experience and not allow yourself to be influenced by the past to the extent of shutting yourself off from even having opportunities to connect with others. I feel as if, you know, the sting is still very strong and that there's times where you're not feeling prepared or ready to become vulnerable with someone else. And you can send up, you know, signs, vibrations, signals that keep others from getting too close. By understanding that, by learning from the experience that you have, but not allowing it to limit you from having more experiences is going to be a more positive for your life, your journey, and more happiness and peace and joy for you. So I definitely feel there's more coming for you, and I want to say that Spirit has, you know, guided you, supported you, and been trying to help you build up that strength and that inner knowing that it wasn't you, it was others' circumstances that led to what occurred, and that you're meant to be happy with another, and you are able to find someone who is in alignment with what you're desiring. You just have to give it a chance.
Okay.
And
thank you.
And don't be afraid to communicate your needs to others either, because I feel you'll you know, at times mold your desires to theirs, and that's not going to work out long term for you. You need to be able to hold on to who you are in a connection. All right?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. I hope that was helpful and resonated with you. It's always it's always my honor to connect with Spirit. Okay, well, I thank everyone for tuning in or listening in or calling in. And please trust and know, Spirit, our loved ones are always with us. Angels are always with us. The divine is always wanting to support us and guide us in the direction of our best and highest good. If you'd like any more information about me, please go to my website, DonnaMarieCrawford.com, and see the offerings, learn a little bit more about me, and I wish you a blessed evening. Thank you always.